At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Brain Series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which are discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Urukshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test. If you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is, I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal, as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof, or the planets sitting thereof, okay? For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast, natal is how you were born, navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. The 15th nakshatra Swati falls between 6 degrees 40 minutes of Libra going into 20 minutes of Libra. So we are in the heart of Libra now. Falls exactly halfway between the zodiac signs, right? Number 7, it's all about others. So first of all, it's a Rahu ruled nakshatra and it is falling in the sign of Venus, as marked there. What does it mean? Remember the first Rahu ruled nakshatra was Ardra, the little kid throwing tantrums. I want this at all costs, because Rahu wants things at all cost. So that's the basic signature of Rahu being there. In Swati, it is kind of a little more mature. It gets the significance that, yes, I need my individuality. Swati means individuality. But I need to be diplomatic about it. I need the refinement. Venus provides that refinement to this Rahu, saying, now you have to be a diplomat. Now you have to balance. Now you have to negotiate. Now you have to play fair. Fairness and justice, Rahu, this is. Okay? And remember the life lesson. Because Rahu desires individuality, but in Swati, its life lesson becomes individuality needs solitude for perfection and discover new territory. Because Rahu wants to discover new territory. The unorthodox, the maverick kind. I've covered this in the Heart of Nakshatras. If you haven't seen it already, it's on another playlist. What are the life lessons of every nakshatra? Anyway, here we are doing career, so let's stick to the topic. The talents of Swati is balance, diplomacy, and fairness. The abilities are negotiating, balancing, and seeking justice. Ambition is to create harmony, to seek justice, and maintain balance. See, there's a lot of balance Libra energy because it's in the heart of Libra. Yes? Fulfillment of career comes in law, because law is about balance. Right, the scales of justice, diplomacy, like foreign service, counseling, they can advise better because they can see both sides of the picture. Who becomes a better counselor than one who can see both the sides of a single picture? Yes. Arbitration, the arbitration kind of legals also. Strengths include diplomacy, fair-mindedness, and they are adaptable people. Weaknesses include indecisiveness. See, if you go on seeing both sides of the picture, when will you take the step? Where will you put your foot? Where will you stick your hand? Finally saying, this is what I'm going to do. Indecisiveness. They can become excessively people-pleasing because they are trying to please both the parties. So you're also right and you're also right kind of thing. Lack of assertiveness. Venus does not have much assertiveness in it. It's not Mars. It's not Scorpio or Aries. You see, this is Libra. This is more sensitive. This is more refined. Opportunities include legal roles, law, basically, judiciary, because they are diplomatic. The scales of justice come from Libra. Diplomatic positions like foreign service, counseling. As in individual counseling, child counseling, adult counseling, all forms of counseling. Threats are they can get conflicted from indecisiveness. I don't know what decision to make is the question Swati faces. I see all sides. Where do I take the step? Challenges from people pleasing. Too much of people pleasing. And lack of assertiveness, because there is the lack of Mars energy there. Rahu alone is just a thinker. It doesn't have the drive of Mars here. The keywords for career being entrepreneurship. They can become great entrepreneurs, business owners, startup founder, business career, and independent professional. Swati means independence. Rahu desires that independence. It requires freedom of thought. It requires individuality for this to shine. Because they are great travelers, the symbol of Swati is the soft blowing grass, as you can see there. It's like the wind. Swati is like the wind. I've covered this in other nakshatra series also. Libra is like the wind. Therefore, their travel career becomes dominant for them. They are travel bloggers. They are social media influencers. They are content creators on YouTube, on different platforms. They love the travel industry. These people are very keen on traveling. They love to travel to different places. They may even travel. If you are D1 or D10 Lord, you may have a traveling career, sort of marketing even. Okay? or a foreign service because it's diplomacy. Another keyword set for you for career is diplomacy, public relations, great PR people, Swati Nakshatra, PR career, public relations officers, international relations, once again, foreign service, diplomatic career, everything regarding foreign council, you know, diplomatic service, contacting countries, other countries, seeing both sides, negotiating table, mediators, that is Swati. Best working relationships that Swati can have would be with Chitra Nakshatra, which provides creativity, aesthetic sense in diplomatic and legal roles. Vishakha Nakshatra, which enhances determination and passion in seeking justice. The next one after this, Vishakha. Mrigshira Nakshatra, which supports communication and networking in professional settings. Now let's dive into Enneagram types associated with this, closely associated with Swati kind of energy, to narrow down the career options that you might choose, and MBTI types as well, so that we get a better option in narrowing down which Enneagram and which MBTI type is suitable where you have a dominance in Swati Nakshatra in your Vedic astrology chart. If you don't know what your Enneagram type is, MBTI type is, there are plenty of free websites. I have another playlist with videos and Excel sheets where you can quickly find out your general Enneagram type and MBTI type. And then come to your Vedic astrology chart and try to narrow down. Okay, let's see Enneagram types now. The first Enneagram match for Swati Nakshatra is type 7, the enthusiast. The key traits being spontaneous, versatile, acquisitive, and scattered. Basic desires to be satisfied and content, to have their needs fulfilled. Motivation they are seeking is excitement and adventure and avoiding pain and discomfort. So these people would make good travel careers because they are enthusiasts and seeking adventure. What could be more adventurous than a travel career, travel blogger, social media influencer, content creator, travel industry? You see, these career paths for this type 7 Enneagram would be suitable. So if you have type 7 Enneagram and Swati Nakshatra dominant, especially things like Mars or Mercury or Moon, you might be interested in developing these kinds of careers. Next one, type 3. Type 3 is the achiever. Key traits here being adaptive, excelling, driven, and image conscious. Their basic fear is being worthless. Basic desire is to feel valuable, the opposite of that. Motivation for the type 3 Enneagram is achieving success, being admired, avoiding failure. Centers of intelligence, heart, and they are moving towards people. So this achiever, I would put them more in the diplomacy, public relations, PR career, international relations sort of career path. They could even be going for entrepreneurship. They could become startup founders, you know, venture capitalist, business career, independent entrepreneurs, okay, because they are image driven. They are driven and image conscious. So both Libra attributes can shine here within entrepreneurship as well as within diplomacy and PR careers, public relations essentially. Okay, so see if you are a type 3 Enneagram and Swati Nakshatra dominant in your D1 or D10 lords or the cusp of that house. I've given the rules before. Follow those rules to begin with. Last one on our Enneagram list is type 4. Type 4 is the individualist. This is Swati Nakshatra 101. Okay, individualist at their best. They are expressive. They can be dramatic. They can be self-absorbed and they could become temperamental. Their basic fear is having no identity or personal significance. Swati wants that. Rahu wants that personal significance. The basic desire is to find themselves and their significance, to create an identity. Rahu is an expert at that. But this is moving away from people. So I would put them more in the work group of entrepreneurship, because they are about things now. This is the things and recognition aspect, which is what the business owner or a startup founder desires, or an independent kind of professional. That's what they desire. That's what they are going. They are going away from people and into themselves. Okay? That's the best path they could be choosing. So check if you are a type 4 Enneagram with Swathi Nakshatra dominance. These could be the career paths. You're an achiever with an individualism that Swathi desires. Now let's see the MBTI types. The first MBTI is ENTP, the debater. What do these people desire? So if you're an MBTI type ENTP, you are smart, curious thinkers who cannot resist an intellectual challenge. The debaters, energetic, original, spontaneous and outspoken. Thriving on variety and spontaneity. So the work-wise, they excel in roles that require creativity, innovation and persuasive skills, diplomacy. They are found in marketing, entrepreneurship and consulting. So both entrepreneurship is there and diplomacy is there as well. Now you have to take a pick here, which one you fit more in. And of course, planetary consultation will help. If your Mercury is being influenced by Venus, you could be more on diplomatic scale. If it's influenced by Mars, then you are more on the entrepreneurship scale, because you want to achieve something out there. Next one on our MBTI scale is ENFP, the campaigner. These people would be enthusiastic, creative and sociable free spirits who can always find a reason to smile. Characteristics are energetic, independent, Swathi, imaginative, Venus and compassionate. ENFPs are energetic and spontaneous. They enjoy exploring new ideas, meeting new people and engaging in creative activities. Work-wise, they excel in roles that offer variety, creativity and opportunities to connect with others. Therefore, it will be more of diplomacy. They are constantly in touch with people, public relations officers, or a career in PR, international relationships, diplomatic career. They would be good at that, naturally. Also journalism, marketing and arts. So pick this if you are an ENFP, along with the dominant Swathi Nakshatra. The last one on our list is ISFP. Now the ISFP basically is an adventurer. You might be following my train of thought. Adventurer makes this in travel business, a travel blogger, right? Right away you can say that. They are flexible, charming artists, always ready to explore and experience something new, travel career. Sensitive, artistic, adventurous and easygoing. Okay, they don't like stressful stuff. So they would excel in roles that allow for creativity and personal expression. In this case, it would be travel career, travel blogger, social media influencer, content creator on YouTube, travel industry, that kind of thing. The travel guides, the virtual travel guides. We have a lot of them these days, don't we? On social media. So that's Swathi Nakshatra essentially. Take the Enneagram and MBTI, both. Test, compare it with D1 and D10. And what dominant planets are lying there, or lords of the D10 chart, ascendant and 10th house in both D1 and D10. Next, I shall see you on Vishakha Nakshatra, the 16th one. So we'll slowly be moving away from Libra into Scorpio. I'll see you then.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.